5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hey everybody, I'm Brian Clapp, VP of Content and Engaged Learning with WorkInSports.com, and this is the Work in Sports Podcast. Just a reminder for everyone, we have this incredibly robust online learning platform called the Work in Sports Academy. 4 modules full of articles, videos, worksheets, podcast episodes, and more. The course teaches you how to be an expert at getting hired in sports. So many of these subjects are things you just don't hear about out in your world. You may be in college and you're learning about sports PR or event marketing or sports sales or marketing, whatever it may be. This is about getting hired in the industry. You can find all the details at workinsports.com/academy. But the reason I'm bringing this up today is because during this crazy pandemic where we are all locked at home, I wanted to offer up something special to all of you. I created an abridged version of those Academy courses, and we're calling it Academy Essentials, and it's 100% free. Register as a user at workinsports.com with either a free account or a premium membership, and you will get the Academy Essentials course for free. Pretty cool, right? All right, so let's talk about the sports industry. Let's transition here. If you missed it, I posted an episode on Friday on how the sports industry will function during high unemployment. We are headed towards a period of high unemployment. It's just a fact. A lot of people are filing for unemployment right now, 16 million, I think, last I read. And we're going to go into a period where not as many people are working, and the job industry is stalled a little bit. More on that in a second. And it's going to come back. But there is going to be a period where the unemployment rate is high. And many of you have never lived through a scenario like that. You've only existed in a period where jobs were plentiful and it was easy to graduate and get a job. And that unemployment was, what, 4% or whatever it was. Well, this is changing. So I brought up some strategies and expectations you should all have for this new scenario we'll be facing. I suggest you listen and be prepared for what is to come. I have lived through periods of high unemployment. I've dealt with a lot of these situations before, so I'm sharing some advice to prepare you for it. Also, coming up on Wednesday is my interview with Dan Kaufman, Director of Corporate Partnerships with the New York Jets. It's a fantastic interview, and it's the last of my pre-corona interviews. It's so funny. I know I've said this many times before, but the month of February, so in January, I did double duty. I did double the guests we normally do because I really wanted to come out in 2020 with a bang. So we did 2 expert interviews a month, and that was hard, right? So we're doing 2 episodes each week with an expert interview, Celia Busa from ESPN and Ishvin Anand from Open Sponsorship and Hannah Huseman from the Philadelphia Phillies and Timothy Duncan from the University of New Orleans. I mean, we had all these great interviews, bang, bang, bang month. And then in February, I was like, all right, I want to get ahead. I want to do a bunch of interviews the first couple weeks, and then I can, you know, work on promotional assets and do other things and buy my, you know, schedule things out and have all this time. And so I did all of these interviews, like 8 or 9 that were before the coronavirus outbreak. So I didn't ask any questions in regards to coronavirus. Well, Dan is the last one of those. So everything from heretofore, we will have some questions about the coronavirus, and Dan is not going to talk about that. So you'll have an incredible interview, but we speak nothing of corona. So you'll take a break of corona from 9:40 minutes on Wednesday. I think you can hack it. I think it's good for you. You'll enjoy it. Dan and I did, I will tell you this though. Dan and I did talk last week. I called him on the phone. We talked for a little bit. And for the NFL and for him, business is still moving forward. He's still meeting with clients virtually. He's still talking on the phone. He's still, you know, checkpointing in with people. And he, like Greg Hilton a few weeks ago, who works for the Indianapolis Colts and came on the show, said many teams in the NFL are still hiring staff. So that is a place to look if you are in the market. Now, of course, all of this information about the job market and opportunities that are out there can be found on our site, workinsports.com, which is the number one job board for the sports industry. We're on our 20th year now, which is really crazy. So let's just be completely transparent here and talk about this. Prior to the corona outbreak, we had about 25,000 active sports jobs on our site. Now, just being honest, we're down to about 10,776. It's a very exact number, I know. It's just, I just looked it up. It's a smaller pool, but that's still a lot of opportunities. I was just looking at the first page of jobs posted today. So fresh jobs. Our friends at Open Sponsorship, who I just mentioned a second ago, former podcast guest Ishvin Anand's company, They're hiring. I'm seeing jobs from Red Bull, Turner Sports, NBC Sports, CAA, Bismarck Lark's baseball team, and a bunch of other organizations, some of which you've probably never heard of, and others you have. And that's really the beauty in Work in Sports, if you allow me to riff here for a second. It's really the beauty of our site is that I know if I'm looking for a job in the industry, I'm thinking ESPN, Big Ten Network, Pac-12 Network, some of these media conglomerates that I know well because that's been my background. But that's what's really cool about Work in Sports is that we find all these companies that you had no idea even existed. Like, I didn't know about the Bismarck Larks. I would never think to go look at CAA's website or all these other different opportunities out there. So you have to be able to look and understand where the opportunities are and be introduced to things you may not have known of. On the first page of our site, ASM Global, Sommer Sports, Hurrah, Altitude Sports. These are all different sports employers out there. And this is just some of the employers on the first page of our site today, posted fresh. So just know, you got to look, the opportunities are out there. All right, today's question comes from Jasmine. Jasmine is a member of our private Facebook group where she posed this question. Before we get into that, you can join the group too by searching Facebook for the Work in Sports podcast, and then you answer a few quick questions and I let you in. If you don't answer the questions, I don't let you in. It's pretty simple. And before Jasmine's question, somebody wants to say hi. This is my son, Wyatt. Wyatt, say hi.
Hi.
He's listening in today as I record this. He is, how old are you?
8.
What grade are you in?
2nd.
What's your favorite movie?
Captain Marvel.
I put him on the spot. All right, cool. Now we're going to jump back into things. That was just a quick little interlude. And he's watching me now with eyes on me. So if I mess up at all, you'll know why. Okay, Jasmine's question. For those of us that were in the interview process before all of this happened, and the company is now under a hiring freeze, what would you recommend doing? What is the best way to keep in touch with the hiring manager? I'm trying to stay relevant so that I'm remembered when the hiring freeze is over. Jasmine, great question, and I'm going to try to take it in multiple directions to help various people out in similar scenarios. You down with that, Wyatt?
Yes.
Okay, cool. This is a very real scenario. Many people were in process, and then the lights got turned off in areas around the globe, and people were told to stay inside, and we all adjusted to a new reality with a hiring freeze. Don't touch that. Sorry, it's still going here. Don't touch any buttons, okay? All right. The most important part of hiring, as explained to me countless times by hiring managers across the sports world, is that the candidate is qualified and interested. Those are two things, two parts there. They're qualified for the job and they're interested. They want this job. Okay, these are really important parts that hiring managers deal with every day. I remember interviewing Maylin Vu, Director of Talent Acquisition for the Cleveland Indians, and even she said, this is the Cleveland Indians, this is Major League Baseball. She said, if I don't hear from someone like following up within a week of interviewing them, I start to assume they're no longer interested in our job offering. And again, this is the Cleveland Indians, right? So just think how other orgs must take it. They must think to themselves, if I don't hear from somebody, they're no longer interested. That's what they tell themselves. And in this period of time, it's all thrown up in the air, and we have to be a little bit more proactive in the way we handle things. Don't assume the hiring manager knows you are still interested in the role. So it is your job now to maintain connection and let it be known that you are interested. So how do you do it? Well, rule number one, okay, that I want to make really clear is that no matter what scenario you are in, don't start with a phone call. I don't want you calling people right now, okay? Right now, people are working at home. They aren't in their office. Their schedule is all off kilter. Many are taking care of their kids and working at odd hours. They're waiting on calls from family members to make sure that they are safe. Just avoid the phone right now. It's not the best way to communicate. You're infringing upon somebody else, and I don't want you to do that. We want this to be a positive experience. So avoid the phone right now. Start with an email. Let it be known that you understand and appreciate how things have changed over the last month, but you want to make sure they know you are excited about the role and interested in being a part of the team whenever things get back to normal. Team, organization, league, office, whatever. You know there's a hiring freeze. You know their timeline is unknown right now, but you want this role and you want to stay on top of mind to them. Keep it short. Keep it understanding. Make it clear you are interested. Now, that wasn't verbatim. I don't want you to write down exactly what I just said. Those are just themes. Let it know let it be known that you understand and appreciate like how crazy things are right now. Don't assume anything. Don't be aggressive. Just be understanding and appreciative. But you want to make sure that they know that you're still excited. You're still interested. You still think about the team. You still want to be a part of it, whatever it may be. Okay. You know the timeline is unknown. You just wanted to check in. Now, don't expect a response. You may not get one. That's okay. You may, but if you don't, it doesn't mean anything really. Just let it go. But I want you to have a continuation plan from there. This isn't just a one email like, okay, they know I'm interested, so I can move on. This is no big deal. You want to continue, but you need to have something new to tell them each week. So we've talked many times prior about how you need to be very thoughtful in how you spend this time right now. What can you be learning that will separate you apart? Now's the time to start to leverage that thing you've been learning. So you could maybe a week after your initial interview or a week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever it is, just have another routine email come out, have another one come out, something like this. Hey, hiring manager, or hi, hiring manager. One thing I learned during our interview process was that Photoshop was an important part of the role. And while I'm very comfortable with that tool, I've decided to take some online courses over quarantine to even increase my skill set. I know things are crazy right now, but I hope you know how much I want this role and I'm continuing to improve my knowledge over this crazy time. Hope you're well. If you have any questions or anything else you suggest I work on, please don't hesitate to reach out. See, again, you might not get a response, but this is a warm touch point to say, hey, I listened. I paid attention to what you had to say. I knew that Photoshop or whatever the skill set is, CMS system or Final Cut Pro or whatever. I just always say Photoshop because it's an easy skill to say, but there's hundreds of skills out there that you could have been working on that you learned during the interview process was important, or that you know from looking at jobs in the industry that this is an important skill set. It gives you a chance to brag about something you're doing to stay active mentally and touch them again and say, hey, I'm interested. And not only am I interested, but I'm so interested, I'm refining the skills that you talked about during our interview process. A couple weeks after that, let's have another conversation, okay? Again, fire this out. Hey, hiring manager, I just earned my certificate in Salesforce. I know from our interview that Salesforce was an important part of the role the Indians are offering, so I've just dedicated myself to increasing my knowledge over this time. When the world gets back to normal, I just want you to know I'm still very interested in your position and wanted to keep you updated on my progress and determination. This is the level of learning and curiosity that I will bring to the workplace, and I hope you know how important this role is to me moving forward. Okay, I riffed a little bit there at the end, and I probably wouldn't do that. You don't want to make it about you. You are making it about you because you're talking about things you're going to do to, you know, be more ready for this role, but just make it about you're doing it because you want to be a valuable asset to the organization. That's why you're doing it. That's your motivation here. Like if you're an actor and you're saying, what's my motivation? Your motivation is to get across the message that you are continuing to learn and become a more well-rounded asset to that organization so that when we come out of this, you are the best person for the role. That's your motivation. Every message you are trying to send is that you are continuing to learn in a specific way, one that is relevant to their job offering because you want to make yourself the best possible candidate. That's a benefit to them. That's what you're trying to get across. You're trying to say, like I've told you all a million times before, you're trying to tell them why you will be an asset to them coming out of this. And it's not only because you were impressive during your interview before, but because you're continuing to improve in those areas that they talked about. You listened, you paid attention, okay? You're working on those things. Now, I'd also like to add, if you were deep in the process, so I've been deep in an interview process before and I felt like I really hit it off with the person who would be my boss, or I really hit it off with the hiring manager, started to build a rapport with them and I kind of got the vibe that it was down to me and one other person. So if I was in that situation, I might even offer up like a Zoom call. Right. I might even offer up like, let's do a little video conference. Say like send them an email and say, hey, I know things are crazy and I know things are very different at your organization right now, but I'm still really interested in your role. I know the timeline's all messed up right now. I know it's going to be a while. But I feel like I'd be a really great match for your culture and the future of your organization. If you have the time at some point and want to jump on a Zoom call, I'd love to chat and keep learning about the organization. Now, again, they might not take you up on it, but this is a way to show you are fearless, you are connected, you have soft skills in communicating, you're interested in the role and so much more. It shows some strength of character. Now, if they do take you up on it, have a plan. Don't just wing it. have a couple relevant things you want to talk about or ask about. It's not just all going to be like, I did this. Okay. You want to have some questions you're going to ask too and have things that they're going to talk about. But you also want to make sure you get out that you took a class or you're learning Final Cut Pro or you listened into a leadership webinar. You can even do it as a suggestion. Like you could say to them like, oh my gosh, I just listened to this webinar. It was super cool. It was put on by Bill Curtin at ISBI 360. I learned these couple things. I think they're doing another one next week if you want me to send you the link. You know, whatever. Ask about them, how the org is adjusting, what it's like for them to work from home. Like, just have a real conversation. And these are how you engage, whether it's via email or whether it's via a Zoom or anything like that. Having a real conversation, they start to think of you as a member of their team, and that's a good thing. Again, it may not happen. You might not get any responses from your emails or your Zoom call, but it's okay because even if they read it, they had a moment's thought of like, okay, cool, they're still interested. And it just shows you in the proper light. It shows your communication skills. It shows your dedication. It shows all those things. You just want to remain visible because you can't just disappear this whole time and become completely forgotten in this chaotic period of time. One last note. Take your time with your subject lines for these emails. Think about how you'd want to be spoken to should you be in their shoes. Okay, this is what I keep thinking a lot about. Okay, if they're in HR, they're dealing with their own staff, asking questions about their job, their salary, their benefits. They're under a lot of pressure. Am I going to be laid off? Like, people are being really hard on them right now. This is not easy. So don't just have a subject line that's kind of cold, like status of job opening or something like that, right? It needs to be softer. I know there's a hiring freeze, but ... or still interested when we get back to normal ! Or just checking in to see how things are. You know, just try to be a little softer. Acknowledge how their situation right now is unique and you don't want to be a burden. You know, be light, no demanding, just reminding, hey, I'm still interested. All communication right now needs to be positive. I'm telling you, I never am the type that looks through videos online or on social media that are like the laugh track kinds, you know, like the cat videos where it falls off or some fat person falling out of a pool or something like that. I don't. Not my thing. I feel like it's demeaning. Okay. But even now, seeing some of these funny videos, like, I need to laugh. I need to have some sort of thing to kind of give you a little bit of spirit and life back to things. So be that light for somebody else, that lightness feeling. All communication needs to be positive. So don't drop any drama on them. Like, I've seen people do things like, I can't pay my rent right now. Are you hiring soon? What's the update? Like, don't do that. Don't be that really aggressively forward person because that's not helping you in any way, shape, or form. Don't do that. Jasmine, I know you won't do that because we've talked many times as part of our private Facebook group, and I know you are looking at this from the very right perspective. I hope some of these ideas help you in your plight. We are all in this together, and while it sucks to be where we are, it's where we are, so we have to make the most of it. As Sun Tzu says, legit, I'm about to quote some Sun Tzu, so listen up, the ancient Chinese general, military strategist, philosopher dude. He always used to say, whoa, someone ate a bat and started this shit? No, I'm kidding. He didn't say that. One of his quotes that I really like was, in the midst of chaos, there is opportunity. Don't miss the opportunity to learn, network, and present yourself in the right light. Also, outside of this discussion, look for opportunity. Okay, this is totally, I'm just totally riffing now because it's popped into my head and my kid's staring at me and it's kind of funny. Outside of this discussion, we have to branch out a little bit, right? We all have it in our head of who we want to be. We have this goal of what we want to do and where we fit and all that. Okay. This is a time where, like, if you've always thought, I want to work in marketing, but there's no marketing jobs right now because everything's kind of shut down. And what does marketing do? It brings people in, right? Gets brand acknowledgement. But nobody's doing a lot of that right now. But look for ways that your skill set may fit in other areas you didn't consider before. If you, in doing marketing, have become really good at data and research, right? That might be knowledge you could apply to a different opening right now, one that you haven't considered before, and they might still be hiring. So this is a time to be open to opportunities. Don't close yourself off. Don't be narrow. Be broad. All right, I think I've talked enough for today, and my kid's giving me the countdown. So Wyatt's signing off. He's waving to everyone, and now he's leaving the room. All right, that's it for today. Tune in for Dan Kaufman on Wednesday. Thanks for listening, everybody. I love having as many new listeners as possible, so please share, review, tell your friends about it, share it at your school, tell your professors, all that good stuff. It's important. All right, guys, get back to work, kind of.